T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. If you want to follow along on TV, join us right now on the Mattress Warehouse Hotline for the morning skate. It's Chandler Stephenson from the Washington Capitals. Morning, Chandler.
Morning, guys.
So the last two haven't gone your way. How do you get out of this little losing streak?
I think we just need to, just keep doing things that we did well last year and, things that helped us be successful in the playoffs. Obviously, we're not going to – it's tough because we're not going to be as sharp or as good as we were in the playoffs, just – playing with each other and things like that, but those things will come. We're not hitting the panic button too soon, so.
Oh yeah, no reason to hit the panic.
Man, there's such a log jam, Chandler. You know, from Columbus up top to you guys. I mean, that was that six teams, seven teams between, separated by 5 points.
Yeah, like I think Todd said before the Columbus game, if we won, we were first in the Metro. So right. I think it's pretty tight with everything. With games and stuff like that. So, we're not, like I said, we're not in the panic buttons.
Hey, you're probably used to this by now, but when you go on a 5-game road trip, like you're going to go on this road trip, how much do you pack? Like, do you ever forget things?
Oh, he's an expert now.
It's actually still pretty tough. You just got to count. I usually just do 2 suits if there's, three or four games. But you got to pack a lot of Gotch, socks, shirts, ties, and we're in the northern parts now.
Is there a dress code where you have to wear the suits?
Not really. You can wear like a pea coat, like a winter jacket.
Right. You couldn't just wear a hoodie.
No, you got to be a professional, yeah. JP. He's a professional hockey player. You can't just dress in sweats.
The NBA guys can wear whatever the hell they
want.
Now,
is that a league rule or a team rule?
I don't even know. I think it's like a team rule, but every team does it. Like, I know how basketball you can wear whatever.
Right.
But everybody wears a suit here and... even other teams, nothing's really. I don't know how the NBA does that or what started that.
So, do you actually go through there and count underwear? Go, I need 4 pair of underwear. I need 4 pair of socks. Or like most guys, they just grab a fistful, throw them in. Grab a fistful of socks, throw them in. That's what I do.
You could do the Allen Iverson bit where every road game he bought new gear and then just chucked it.
Yeah, well now he's bankrupt. Right. That's so I wouldn't go by that.
Yeah, I think the amount that you need and the amount that's good for you. And obviously, if you have like a couple more days off or a little more downtime, you bring just some casual clothes if you want to go for dinner, like some runners, and then you can bring a hoodie and whatnot.
Right. Now, Chandler, you're going to play in 3 different time zones during this trip. How weird is that on your body and your daily routine as you're undertaking this 4-game road trip starting tonight in Minnesota?
It's not too crazy, I think, just with, right now we're like an hour behind, and then we go, I don't even know, an hour ahead or the same time next, but...
It's confusing, it's not... I get it.
It's nothing too crazy. I think it's more difficult for teams that come to us just from talking to guys that on other teams that are from, you know, the West Coast. Then when they go 3 hours ahead, when the time zone's different, that's a lot tougher than going 3 hours behind.
All right. Well, we hope you get it going on this roadie. Best of luck, and hopefully you don't run out of clothes.
Thank you, Val.
Good luck in Minnesota.
Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
Yep. Thank you, Chandler.
Chandler Stevenson for the morning skate.
By the way, the Wild are...
That is the morning skate.
They're 11-4-2. The Wild are pretty good.
Is it the morning skate or like the midnight skate or like the 2 in the morning skate? Maybe it's the 2 in
it's
the
all,
morning
It's all the same to me. So what is Minnesota? What's their record?
11-4-2.
It's pretty good. That's damn good. So you're telling me I should bet on Minnesota on the puck line
tonight?
I'll tell
you this. They have not lost on home ice in regulation so far this season.
Oh, boy.
And the Caps are kind of slumping.
But are they defending Stanley Cup champions, Cakes?
They are not, JP.
Last I checked.
Glad you're pointing that out.
The Stanley Cup champions play here in D.C.
I wish.
And I got to believe that we're going to get our rings pretty soon.
I wish you would point out every single day, JP, that the Caps are defending Stanley Cup champions.
I got to tell you.
I think about it every day.
There was a listener who sent us a picture of his ring.
Okay.
It's fake
and
one.
It looked legit.
Yes.
It did look legit.
He said it's heavy.
He spent $99.
Got one for $99.
Hey, what if we get one of the $99?
If you get a replica,
we get the $99.
I know I'm not spending $99 on it.
If you get a replica for $99 that looks pretty much like the real thing, you're doing life right.
If we get a 99 cubic zirconia, I'm going to be distraught.
I'm going to text Jim Van Stone. Say, what up? What up, son?
No, I saw the $99 jobber, too.
It looked real, right?
Yeah, it looked crazy. The crazy.
By the way, I applaud the Caps' hustle. They had a table set up in the MGM VIP lounge selling rings
for fans. The fan
pre-game
rings,
yeah, for whoever wanted to buy them.
Right. You go to the is it Fanatics website? I think they also have them.
And I'm
you
sure
can
they
see
do
the various versions. I'm desperate to see what they give the old junks.
Well, I'm sure we're going to find out in a few weeks.
Let me ask you something. Are we supposed to care that Amazon's moving here? Or like half of Amazon's moving?
Literally nothing to me.
I'll tell you who does care. People who own property near Crystal City.
Well, they're already rich.
No, but they're about to get richer.
Aren't they already?
Because their property values soar because Amazon's moving in.
I'm sure I'm rich.
Yes.
Why is it going to soar?
Valdez, he should be butt-sized.
Are you actually in Crystal City?
This is the same thing you told me when Time Warner merged with AOL.
I'm getting this from a very good source.
I'm one exit away. Literally one exit.
Dude, I think it's going to help everyone in the area. Because they're not all going to live in Crystal City. They're going to live everywhere. They're going to live in Fairfax.
50,000 jobs.
They're going to live in Ashburn. They're going to live west Leesburg.
I get a kick out of it that the Loudoun County donks didn't get it. Because I think they all just assumed they were going to get it because they think they're selling.
I didn't know how I felt about that. Because I was going to bring a lot of action out there. And
I mean, more traffic.
More traffic. But it was going to help
the real estate,
the real estate
and all
value,
that?
Yeah.
Yeah, it affects me not at all. As long as I could get my gear.
Is it 50,000 or is it 25? Because they're splitting it
probably
with New York.
Probably split, yeah.
It's 25.
It's 25. Yeah. So New York City gets the other 25.
Well, somebody I saw
it's
complaining
H-Q2A
and they said,
H-Q2B.
What the complaint I saw was that Amazon hyped this all up. Like it was going to bring all this job and all this revenue and everything. And they ended up going to the two places that needed the least.
Right. It was like a big
City
scam.
Yeah. And you know, Crystal City.
All I know is
two
I bought
areas.
Because I'm very deep pocketed. I bought 3 shares of Amazon, and I bought it when Jason, same scenario where Jason bought Bitcoin at the absolute peak.
Right.
I couldn't have bought it at more of a peak.
That's how much have you lost?
I mean, I think I bought it at around 1880 a share. What is it today? 1600?
No idea.
No, it's only 3 shares. It's a very minor amount. Right. But still, I would rather have bought it at 1000 and it'd be at 1600 instead
I still have.
1880.
I hadn't checked. Because just the way it worked out to sell my Bitcoin and to sell my Litecoin,
sell.
I still have $6.54 in coins.
In 10 years, that could be worth $6,000.
I still have a little bit in the Bitcoin account.
But I do know that.
Oh, you still have some in your Bitcoin?
It's like $100.
I still have all my Bitcoin. I'm not telling
you. Do you really believe it's ever going to hit? What did you buy yours at? Like 19,000? 6,000 right now.
18,000.
I bought mine at 14. Size for it to get to 14. Cakes bought his at like 2.
I bought mine cheap.
He got his.
I'm still
Cakes
ahead.
Is still a big winner.
You're way
ahead.
You're way ahead.
Cakes is a big winner.
I just don't know how to get it. I need to go see our man Mikey.
Cakes can't get into his Bitcoin or his Instagram.
Neither one. Look at the year-long chart. If you look at the year, you legitimately bought it at the absolute height.
Yeah, that's what
I did. And it's a straight graph
down.
That's
what we're, you know what the junkies are
good at? I think it's holding steady. 6,200?
The junkies are good at this graph.
Yeah, but look at the five-year graph.
It doesn't even go out to 5 years here.
We're very good at buying things at the peak and then watching them fizzle and go down.
That's what we do.
Yeah, I guess this would be the
5 year. Yeah, it's fine. I The only investment I ever made that was like significantly good was my house.
Yeah.
That was it.
Correct.
Every other investment I've ever
Everything
made.
Everything else, big losers. No,
I pay advisors. They're poopy investments everywhere.
Good investments might have all been sillies like McDonald's or like just lock them up.
I guess Berkshire Hathaway. I bought some
That's
of that.
Pretty good.
All right,
one.
We got to get out of here. For Bish, Cake, CB, I'm JP.
New live spot.
We'll see you tomorrow. Grand Danny.
Live spot,
next.
Me.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.